Hey guys, this is Kyle.
And I'm Isaac.
And welcome to Forever and Ever.
Yes, sir.
All right, we are on part two, right?
Yeah, part two, but we did have a special guest.
Yeah, we got a guest star this time. Another one of the guys from the cabin. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm John from North Carolina.
Nice.
Welcome there to the show.
Home of Cheerwine, one of the best sodas in the world.
And Pepsi?
Pepsi's from North Carolina?
I like Coke.
Pretty sure.
Sorry.
I can find out.
Looks like we're Googling if Pepsi's from North Carolina or not.
So we're going to talk about childhood memories, but with John.
Yeah.
We have a couple of questions for him.
Yeah, he can bring up a few things, I guess. Bring an interesting mix into the whole...
North Carolina.
There we go. No problem with it being from North Carolina, though. North Carolina's a good state.
Heck yeah, is it though? Arizona's a lot better. It's a lot warmer.
Everyone has their own opinion, even if it's trash. Anyway.
Ouch! Man! Okay. Get right into the podcast, I guess. Yeah. Okay, John. Childhood memory. What's your earliest childhood memory?
And people are shooting guns in the background, yeah. So just enjoy that.
My earliest childhood memory, I have no idea. Probably when I got saved. I can remember that.
And when was that?
When I was five.
Five? Okay.
Oh, actually, no, I got one before that.
Oh, really? You got one?
Here we go. So, I was in preschool, and so I was probably, what, 4 or 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Probably 4. And so we went to like, a lady took care of us, and my mom took us there before she went to work. And me and my sister, I have a sister, this guy was like, little guy, he was another like 4 or 5 year old. He was like bullying her and like taking her macaroni or something. It was something really weird. I punched him in the nose. And he started bleeding.
Man.
That's the earliest memory.
That's the earliest. Just beating up on a little kid.
I popped the kid right in the nose.
That is actually an awesome childhood.
To be honest, though,
it's like Inside Out. A new core memory. Rage is like, this one's for me, boys.
No, the earliest for fighting?
No, that's just
It wasn't
earliest.
That earliest. My brother, I think it's Elijah would get on top of me, or Elijah would get on top of my oldest brother, Nicholas. But he gets on top of someone, but he had long hair when he was short. And my brother got, like, angry or something, or I got angry, and I just, like, we reached back there and grabbed his hair and pulled it down.
Oh,
I thought you said you didn't get angry.
I don't know if it was me or Nick.
It was probably Nick if you don't get angry.
I can't get angry.
Or it could be you and you're just deceiving yourself.
Maybe I can't get angry anymore because of that moment.
Maybe.
Like Two-Face from Batman.
I don't know. But, so that's my earliest for fighting.
Well, I guess now it's my turn to go.
Yeah, do you have a fighting story?
Okay, so I never fought, but I did get punched across the face once. So I am not proud for how I got punched in the face. It was actually my fault, and I was not in the right for what happened, but I already started, so I'm just gonna go ahead and say what happened. So there's this one kid, he was mentally challenged, to say the least. And one time, like, it was hard for the teachers to deal with him and stuff. And John's trying to hold in his laughs.
Oh,
and
my
it's
goodness.
Me laugh. And so one time he just started walking away from the school. Like, this is in the sixth grade. He just started leaving the school. And so we noticed him walking, like, away on the sidewalk. We were like, guys, what's he doing? Like, he knows he can't just go home like that, right? And so, yeah, the assistant principal, like, started walking towards him. Kid looks behind him, takes off and everything. And, well, principal brought him back. He got detention, yada, yada, yada. Well, me and the kids that I was associating with that I probably shouldn't have been. They were just dumb kids. And so, well, we would bring up that moment to him and kind of mock him about it.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is. And so then one time I did it, I started doing it, except this time I wasn't in a group, I was alone, and they were watching me, and he comes up, he's like a full head taller than me, you know, and you know how skinny I am now, guys, like, I was a little twig when I was little, and so this kid walks up to me, and he's like standing over me, and I'm just looking up at him, I'm like, I'm not afraid of you. But before I can even finish that phrase, I'm on the ground, my glasses are gone, and I'm just like, what happened? My cousin's like, oh my goodness, Kyle, are you okay? She's running over, like, check me out, and I'm like, oh, I'm fine. I get my glasses, look up, and that kid's already, like, two blocks away, like, running. Principal gets after him, and end of the line is, both me and him got detention, but I got longer because I started it, which is justified. I totally agree with what the ruling that I still feel very ashamed. It's one of those things that, like, you just end up staying up at night wondering why the heck you would do that.
Dude, don't you have those, like, you're just, like, sitting there, and then your brain just throws the worst thing you did in your childhood, and, like, oh, you remember this?
Yeah, I'm still really ashamed of what happened, but it helps talking about it sometimes, I guess.
No, it doesn't.
You're despicable.
I know.
Hit a mentally challenged kid.
I didn't or hit him.
You, no, you
antagonized
made fun
him.
Of
him. Yeah, I antagonized
him. Yeah. Good job. Good job.
Wow. 3 stories in 7 minutes. They're getting their money's worth.
Yeah, we are. Okay, so, John.
So, your turn again.
Yeah, so.
Bottle spins to you.
Anyways, what's the funniest memory you have in life?
When you were a kid, anyway.
Or, like, even as an adult, like, just any memory right now.
Probably when Mr. Jeff stepped on the cellar in the middle of Kroger and did a split.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I was crying.
That was so funny. I could not believe
it. I wish I could have been there to see
like,
that.
He, like, grabbed the lady's cart, and he's like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, explain it.
We were just walking through Kroger, and he stepped on a piece of celery and did a split and grabbed the lady's grocery cart, and, like, slid, like, 3 feet on the piece of celery. And he got up, and the lady was, like, looking at him so surprised. And he's like, I am so sorry.
I can imagine him doing
and
that.
And she was like, are you okay, sir? And he's like, yes. Just, awesome. Real quick, that skunk is still in the pool. I just saw it run by.
The skunk is still in the pool?
Yeah.
There's a skunk here?
Yeah, it's been in the pool for like
it's
3 days.
It's been in the pool. You know you
can domesticate skunks, right?
Oh, that's probably getting domesticated right now. It's been in there for 3 days. It's probably starving.
Dude, they put a pole down.
I know,
there
and he won't climb out.
Stupid
skunk. He wants to die.
Well, I mean, I guess so. If he wants to die, then let him.
Wow, Kyle. Depressing in, huh? Talking about fun memories and you just killed the mood.
If he dies, he dies.
Okay. What's the saddest memory you got?
The saddest?
Yeah.
Not gonna mention that one.
Hang on. So you mentioned you had a sister. Was it when she was born?
No. She was born 3 years before me.
Oh, okay. So
that's not even a possibility.
No, he was the saddest.
It was the saddest when I was born. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you.
I have a pretty good, happy life so far.
Okay. Saddest memory
disgusting.
For me.
I'm sorry. That I have the joy of the Lord.
A saddest memory, let's see.
It's possible to have the joy of the Lord, but still get hit with depression at times.
That's true.
Okay.
it's possible to be joyous, like, have, like, perpetual joy, but at the same time, just...
inner death.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you two?
We're just hitting hard. We're
hitting
right now.
Deep, and it's like, what?
That's the life
of like a well. It's like deep.
It's
like, life is like a well. It's deep in some places. Well, no, in all places.
Oh. It should be all
Where's
places.
Where's this analogy
should
going?
It should be deep in all places if it's a well. Yeah. You don't want to have, like, a pocket, like, oh, there's water. Then there's, like, oh, where's the water at?
Where's Paul? Where's Bernie?
Oh, my goodness. No, any more philosophical?
Life's not about how hard you can hit. It's about how many hits you can get and keep moving forward.
That's your favorite quote.
Sylvester Stallone. Rocky Balboa.
Nice.
Yes.
It's not about the size of the dog in the fight. It's the fight and the dog.
Yep. That's true.
That's nice.
Proceeds to get beat down anyway.
You need to inspect what you expect.
Oh, yeah. That's from Bible class right there, guys. Look at that. Favorite quote for me. I don't have a favorite quote.
Wow. That's sad.
Don't have a what?
I don't. Quote. I have, like, quotes I think about, but, like, none of them, like, oh, man, this really stands out.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Amen.
I agree with that.
What are you waving at, the skunk?
No, I'm saying, like, amen. Yeah, glory. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hallelujah.
The hands of praise.
Okay. You do come from that type of church, though. So.
What's that supposed to mean?
What's wrong about that?
What is that supposed to mean?
Kyle? Yeah, Kyle, what is this supposed to mean?
Well, that's you just, can't I'm praise. Not, you,
that's
I'm not,
biblical to raise your hand and... honor to the Lord.
I'm just not used to that atmosphere. My church is real quiet and
contemporary. Just kidding.
My church is the opposite of contemporary.
Ours is too.
Ours is all traditional. Like, we get a few amens, but nothing like crazy.
Oh, no. You got. I've been in a lot of churches growing up where, like, you have kids running around the auditorium.
What the heck?
Yeah, dude, no, for real.
Oh, man.
Like, they get up and they're like hooping and hollering. Like, I had one, there was one guy, he jumped in the baptistry and then he couldn't get out. I've been in a lot of services like that.
That's wild.
But you traveled around the country with a few people, right?
Over the break, I went down to Alabama for a revival, kind of. Then I went to Texas. Then went to Memphis, Tennessee.
Nice. And you came back a cowboy.
Did you get any good? Yeehaw. Did you get any good barbecue over in Memphis?
No,
you get it in Texas.
A
boy.
Good place.
We didn't in Memphis, but on our way back, we stopped at Nashville Mission Barbecue.
And a good place over at Memphis is called Central Barbecue. It's actually really cool because I saw. This is another childhood memory. Sweet.
Oh my goodness.
But whenever we were moving back to Oklahoma from Virginia, my mom was driving us, of course. My dad stayed back so that he could keep packing and then he joined us later. And so, the moment gather my train of thought. So we were driving through and then I was like, my mom was like wondering what are we gonna eat for lunch? Like, we're trying to spitball ideas. And then I'm like, I saw their billboard. I'm like, oh, hey, that I know that place. We saw that on, like, one of the shows showcasing, like, the best barbecue joints in America and stuff. So I was like, well, why not? So we stopped there, and we tell them that we saw them on TV, and they legit gave us free cookies and free cups, like, free reusable plastic cups, and a free bottle of their homestyle barbecue sauce. Yeah, the signature sauce.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, all for free on the house. Yeah, and they had really good. We got the barbecue sandwiches, and I mean, you can't go wrong with the barbecue sandwich.
Yeah. When we were in Texas, I was in Amarillo, and we stopped at the Big Texan, which is well known for their 72 ounce steak. And if that's 4.5 pounds for all y'all that were wondering. And
that's a challenge.
If you eat that, a roll, a salad, a shrimp cocktail and a baked potato, yeah, and under an hour, everything's free, and they give you, like, a t-shirt and stuff.
But if you don't...
If you don't, it's $75.
$75?
Did you do that?
No.
In an hour, dude?
I didn't have that much money, but it was... Like, they had one on display, like, how big it is uncooked.
Yeah.
It is massive.
Yeah, it's 72 ounces.
Yeah. It's a huge take, but, I mean, I would recommend that if you're down there. Get the ribs or the Duke sirloin. Or Duke rib, I mean. It's delicious.
Nice. So, before we let you go, because you are a guest, and we are coming up to time.
Yeah.
We like to keep them on 25, 30 minutes. Okay. But this one's going to be pretty long. You ready?
Sure.
College. Your favorite? College? Describe it. Like, we talked about our college experience.
Yeah, we talked about, like, what our views about it are, like, how we feel about it, what our experiences lead us to feel about it. Like, let's hear your side of the story.
Yeah, like...
Everyone's opinion matters here.
I like it. I like all the classes. I like it. I mean, I've been coming here since I was little to the camps and stuff.
Nice.
I worked here in 2018.
Yeah.
At Chan. And my best friend came here too, so I was like, whoa, cool.
Is that Judah?
Cameron.
Jenna. Cameron.
No, Jenna. I grew up with her.
Oh. Okay. Huh. Oh, yeah. Jenna's your best friend. Everyone, you hear that? Because he was trying to pull this story on me and a few friends of mine.
I saying honestly Jenna believed was you and didn't like
his sister, which is not true. I knew that was
but
false.
But it's believable.
It's believable.
And we have made a lot of people think that.
He did, because he's really good at lying.
We've been friends since, like, literally since birth.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
But since you moved away.
Yeah, she just moved this past year.
That stinks.
Mm-hmm. I still went up there to see her, though. And their family.
Good friends.
10-hour drive.
10 hours?
One way.
Where did she move to?
Pennsylvania. Ooh. 30 minutes. Oh, 30 minutes left of Scranton.
Ooh.
And I stopped
there. The office.
I stopped there.
Dude, I would want to.
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
That's The Office, the TV show?
Yeah.
That's where it's based.
It's based.
It's also, for all you Bernie lovers, it's his. Or not Bernie. Biden.
Biden, yeah.
It's his hometown.
Yeah.
For all y'all Biden lovers.
It makes sense.
Which explains a lot.
It's an electric city.
Oh,
it makes a lot of sense.
Okay,
so. Biden's just as stupid as the show.
Another thing.
The show's a funny stupid. Biden's just a sad Alzheimer's stupid.
What? Oh my goodness, we're going to get sued. Okay, anyways.
Well, we all have opinions.
Yes, guys, this is opinions. Even though we may agree, it's just opinions.
And I don't advocate for everything that happens on the show either.
Yeah, so anyways. So this is not a childhood memory, but it will be a college memory. And that is Floyd's Lava Game in the college dorms.
Yep.
And we actually have our champion... John.
Rip.
Although he did just lose his last game.
He lost the mantle this morning because he totally forgot when he was coming inside.
When you have Zaxby's in your hand, you forget about everything.
Hallelujah.
Some people here have not even had Zaxby's ever. Tim?
Dude, that's so good.
I haven't had Zaxby's till I came here.
Dude, Zaxby's is the best.
Then I had Zaxby's.
I don't like Chick-fil-A for all y'all people that care.
I like Chick-fil-A better than Zaxby's.
No.
How? You
Again,
just...
Oh, wait,
you
another man's said. Opinion.
Doesn't matter.
It can all be garbage, but it's an opinion nonetheless.
Yeah, fair enough.
Ooh, burn on yourself like that.
I don't think that anyone should have an opinion. That's my opinion.
Good. Thank you for that opinion.
Let's go.
Okay, so...
Tyler...
What other? Okay, so we got the college future memories.
I was about to. No, I'm not. I was trying to whistle and get their attention. I was like, no, they don't.
Start banging out random
people. Anyway, so.
So, anyways.
So,
who's
anyway.
This? Oh, is that Miss Abby?
Yeah, that's Miss Abby. So, anyways.
And there's Michael.
Okay, so we got all that. Okay, you know I can't really get angry and stuff like that, but Do you have a memory where you just got, like, really angry? Like, it doesn't matter about what. Like, whether it was, like, political or whatever. Like, do you have a memory that you got angry at someone or about something? And do you wish you'd tell us?
Probably playing soccer. I've gotten angry playing soccer before. And basketball. I got a better basketball story.
Ooh.
Let's hear it.
So,
hit us.
It was my senior year. It was actually my senior game. It was, like, you know, the game that, like, it's supposed to honor the seniors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was a senior. I was the only one on the basketball team for the guys.
Wait, you were the only one on the team?
Yeah, for the guys' seniors. Like.
Wow.
Because we didn't have a big graduating class. And, like.
Oh, yeah, was that?
We had 6 graduate in our class.
Was that because of COVID?
No, that's just.
It's just a small school, dude.
It was a private school.
I'm just not used to these small schools.
Anyway, the very, like, literally the first, like, 5 seconds, I got called for, like, a travel, and I threw the ball down and got a technical, literally in the first, like, minute of the game. Oh. And so that started off bad, and I was mad. And so then I stole the ball from a guy, kind of. Like, it was. The guy passed and I kind of intercepted it. He punched me in the eye.
Ooh.
So, and he cut it. He cut my eye. So I was bleeding a little bit in my eye and I couldn't see. And I was like, oh, that hurt. And I was like, coach, you got to take me out for a second. So he took me out and I put an ice pack on my one eye, like while I was sitting out.
Yeah.
And then he put me back in. The same guy hit me in the left eye.
Oh, come on.
What?
But perfect hit, like right in the eyeball.
Did he get called?
No.
He didn't get called?
No. And so I was really mad about that. And we were playing again. And I came down and he turned and elbowed me and he got me in the face again.
What?
In the same eye.
My goodness.
And I told my coach, I was like, you got to take me out. I said, if you don't, I'm about to do something to this kid that I'm going to regret. And he's like, I don't care. Go for it.
Ooh.
So the next play, I was running down the court and I had stole the ball from another guy. And he was the only one back. And I jumped and I put my knee right in his sternum.
Ooh.
And I dropped him. I got called for a charge. But
you, how do you get called?
But no, that it was a charge.
That was probably on purpose.
Yeah, it was. And I put my knee in his sternum, and he didn't play anymore the game.
Nice. That just knocked the wind out of
him. He was out for the rest of the game.
That's nice.
So I was really mad then.
I mean, that's not good.
But raccoon eyes. I had 2 black eyes. Because I was screaming at the refs. I was like, he keeps hitting me. They're like, we'll watch. And I'm like, no, you won't. I'll do something about it. So, yeah, they cut my eye, and for homecoming, which was the next week, I took my cousin, and I had a big black eye in all the pictures.
Daggone, that stinks.
Yeah. It was bad.
Well, guys, what do you say we end the...
We got a few more minutes. I got a question.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Steak? Just... Okay.
I love steak.
What about drink?
Birch beer. Pennsylvania Dutch.
Ooh, I can do that.
I've had that before. That's actually pretty good.
It's my favorite.
Okay, and dessert? Ooh, we got them, boys.
German chocolate cake.
Oh. You want to hear a fact about German chocolate cake?
No, not really.
It's not actually invented in Germany. It was invented by an Englishman whose last name was German.
Oh.
Okay, I knew that one.
I did too.
I did, yeah. I heard that one before. I thought it was going to be like...
But I don't like a lot of dessert. I mean, I'll eat that, I guess.
Same. I don't really eat dessert either, but... I eat Pop-Tarts. I guess
that's not a dessert. That's a breakfast food.
More of a breakfast, but I eat it more like a snack, kind of. It's a glorified
breakfast food.
A glorified breakfast, I guess. But, yeah, so Pop-Tarts, I would consider that as my dessert. I don't really eat much of the other desserts.
We're talking about sweet breakfast in that area. I would go French toast. It's awesome.
Oh, I can make some pretty mean French toast.
I found, so,
ooh,
for Christmas, my mom got me a cookbook that has, like, recipes from grandmas all around the world. And, if anyone knows how to cook a good hearty meal, it's a grandma. Plus, they reflect on the culture in their area. So, like, there's this one lady from Germany, and I guess that's where French toast originates, like, in its most ancient form. But it's It's not called French toast for Bernie. It's called the poor knight's meal because it was a poor knight who invented it, I guess. But instead of using like maple syrup and stuff, you make your own like cream sauce with like white wine and everything.
Huh.
And I mean, the picture makes it look divine. That's just the only word I can use.
The only one who cares about food.
I care about food. I like to cook.
Do you have a cookbook like that?
No, it's all in my head.
I have a lot of cookbooks. If you want one, I could. Well, if you want to see it, I could take pictures of the recipe.
I experiment with stuff that I think would be good together, and then I throw it all together, throw in some spices. Delicious.
See, that's what you need to do.
See,
you know so much about food, I'm pretty sure you can just make up your own recipes.
I do that kind of too. I mean, it's easy to make your own omelets. It's easy to.
That's not what I mean. Like, make up your own. Recipe.
Every time I try to make up my own recipes,
you know what my perfect breakfast food is that I make that I love every time?
What?
So you got to get some bread and you toast the bread, obviously, to make it warm and just crunchy, delicious. Yeah. You get some bologna. Do you know what that is?
Is bologna? A bologna and cheese sandwich?
No.
What?
I didn't, because some people don't know what bologna is or they don't like it.
Yeah, I know.
So I fry my bologna.
Okay.
And then I usually get about 3 pieces. But we buy, like, the big pound so you can cut your slices.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah. So, I cook some of that, or I grill it on whatever. I fry it. And then I make about 3 eggs. Yeah. And then I cook the eggs in the bologna grease. And then you just throw all that together, and you got the best sandwich in the world.
If you say so.
That sounds good. Now, see,
with a glass of milk.
I'm a little sketch. I'm a little sketch of, like, the... like the prepackaged bologna, but I think I'd really like the like fresh deli bologna like you got.
Let me show you the picture.
All right, show me a picture. Okay, yeah, no, I'd get that. I would eat that.
It was I felt like I was gonna have a heart attack. That was so good.
Except for me, I probably wouldn't scramble the eggs. I would.
Well, I usually fry
them. Sunny side up.
But I was feeling a whole different today.
Yeah. Okay. So. I gotcha with that. I can understand.
Okay, so if you had one thing in the world, what would it be?
Gonna have to get a bit more specific.
One like thing
cars
in the world.
Or
whatever you want. Just one thing in the world, what would it be? Whether that's happiness, money, a certain car, certain objects.
Excuse me. Huh. I could have one thing
in this whole entire world.
Does it have to be from this world?
What is going to be out of this world? Aliens?
The moon.
The moon.
I already saw how that worked in Despicable Me. Oh.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know. You got to give me a topic of something. I can't just think of
anything. Fine. Okay. You got one. I don't know. Anything in this world, there's one thing. Like,
no, if it was a car, what car would you want?
Fine. If it was a car, what car would you like?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, what car, me?
Yeah.
I'll get a Jeep Gladiator.
Those are nice.
And I
got a Jeep Gladiator, I'd put, like, 4 sound towers in the back, though.
Oh.
If I had a Gladiator. If I was just buy a car, I like more sportier cars.
Gotcha.
I'd buy a McLaren.
Okay.
Because they're with the butterfly doors.
Yeah.
If I could get any car and like it'd be paid in full, you guys are gonna hate me for this, but I would get a Volkswagen bus.
Nice. I can see you.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know whether.
But I mean, I have a car, so I'm content.
Okay, so but like still like, if I had one thing in this world, I would like to choose.
If you
choose happiness.
That's okay. That's topic though. Like, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I would have the ability to control people's mind. I would have the ability to influence their emotions.
I'd be invisible.
You'd be invisible?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be really scary, and I'd be scared to.
See, hold up.
Uh-oh, Kyle's getting a call.
And it's my mom. I cannot ignore this. All right, so you guys gonna keep
that's
going?
That's Kyle signing off.
Yeah, that's Kyle signing off.
See be you, done man. In here in like a minute or two.
Peace out.
Yep.
Okay, so you got invisibility. If yeah, I had a superpower, I feel
like
that would
just be fun. Like, I could be like a super secret weapon. Like,
dude, you could be a spy.
My I could goodness. Just walk up to someone and ring them by the nose until they but, start bleeding. That's a Bible joke.
I just wonder, will you be dressed as invisibility, or will that affect your invisibility?
I feel like that doesn't apply to the listeners. They don't need to know that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah,
I don't usually think about that kind of stuff.
You just want invisibility.
Like, it's... where I can go invisible and come back. Like, that's the power of turning invisible.
So you can, like, just turn invisible yeah, and turn yeah. it off? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I feel like, and if I'm, like...
So you're not constantly invisible, but you're...
Right. Okay. Right, yeah.
Gotcha. If I had to choose one... Man, it's either between flying or super strength.
Yeah, both of those would be cool, but, like, alright, let's say you were... super strong though, and I was invisible, and like you threw a punch at me and I turned invisible and then went up behind you and then just nailed you in the head with a crowbar.
Yeah, I know.
Your strength's not gonna do nothing.
But if I had flying, I could fly away. You never.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. But I would find you.
Yeah, I will find you.
And when I do.
Oh man. Okay, so we got superpowers. Still want to get to that one thing.
The one thing I want.
Okay, like, think of it like as...
Like, what do I desire the most in life?
Yeah, like Solomon. Like, when God was talking to Solomon.
Just kidding. I wish that would be what I would want, but it's not, I don't think. I don't know. I know what not to ask for, but I'd love to ask for money, but that's the root of all evil.
Well, the love of money.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you just wanted to survive, I don't know.
Yeah. The thing I want most in life. Wow, what a question. You could spend, like, a whole series of podcasts talking about that.
Oh, man, that is true.
What do I want most in life? I mean, I guess it would be to be happy. Because, like, even though that's, like, so generic... But, like, happiness... Well, I mean, I'm already pretty happy.
Yeah, usually. But, like, even when you're poor, or, like, when you're mad, or, like, when you're sad, you just know deep down you have the happiness in you.
I mean, I'm usually always happy, though.
Yeah, but still...
When you read the word...
That is true.
The word just fills you with so much joy and happiness already.
Amen.
I agree with myself.
I agree. That's just good. You're coming up with a lot of good things.
Well, I'm just...
Yeah, you're a Bible scholar.
You know why? Because I'm in it.
You're in it. There you go.
When you're in it...
You deal it?
Well, okay. That'll work.
Sorry, I just try and help you. Do you have something else? No. I helped you on that one?
It fills you. And then, like, that's what preachers do. You read the word, and the word, whatever overflows, is what you got to give.
That is true. Just...
It fills you up, and then you can fill others up with overflow.
Sure. It's funny how pastors do it.
One of my pastor friends, he just reads about, he never studies for a message, and gets up and preaches what he was reading that he feels like he needs to share.
He's just like, oh, I think I need to preach about love, and then just starts preaching about
love. No, like whatever he does in devotions.
Oh, okay.
And then he'll be like, wow, I can go off of that. And then he knows all the verses and stuff. He'll just start quoting them.
Dude, that's a level of...
That's where I want to be one day. I want to be where I can, like, memorize portions of the scripture and be, like...
Just read them off.
Know how to help people in, like, any...
Okay.
Any position.
So, what do you want to do when you grow up in your life?
I want to be in the youth ministry.
Youth ministry. Do you ever see yourself advancing from youth ministry to probably pastoral or something? Or just stick with
not
youth?
At the moment, but one of my... I guess mentors, I guess. I don't know. He's just someone I grew up near knowing. He said that, he's like, I don't know any youth pastor that stops at wanting to be a youth pastor. He's like, every youth pastor I know have gone on to be a pastor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not, I don't.
You don't.
It's not counting me out.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I feel peace that. The Lord wants me to be in the youth ministry. So if it ever changes, then I can, I guess.
Yeah. It's whatever the Lord leads you to. Yeah,
it is.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us on this one. Maybe
you're welcome.
We can do more.
You want to stall for 13 more seconds so it'll be an even 35?
Yeah, but we got to say goodbye.
All right, goodbye.
Well, I'll see you guys. Enjoy your life. And I'm cutting out now.